I'm Paul Wiegraf, director of the Delaware Division of the Arts, and your host for today. Joining me in the studio today is Jeff Randall, the executive director of Fort DuPont Redevelopment and Preservation Corporation, and Mark Kleinschmidt, the festival coordinator for the upcoming Fortify Music Fest to be held on the Fort DuPont grounds. Welcome, Jeff and Mark. Great to have you here. A recent article in the News Journal went into some detail about Fort DuPont and what's happening there. But, Jeff, you've been with the corporation now for a few years. Give us just for a few minutes a little bit of background about Fort DuPont, what it is, and what the project entails.
Sure, I'd be happy to. Fort DuPont is probably one of the understated assets in our state. It has a rich heritage in Delaware dating back to 1863. Back in those days, the fort was started with a battery that was designed to protect the Fort Delaware as well as the riverfront. Fort DuPont is not the island that's known to be Fort Delaware. There are times where people will say, oh, I've been out to the island, but we are on the mainland side, bordered by the Delaware River, the Branch Canal, and the C&D. So its history is very rich in the military era. It evolved through World War I and also through World War II. Most recently, the site, and probably what most Delawareans know the site to be, it was since 1948, known as the Governor Bacon Health Center. Our corporation has taken the property over. We are now developing the site. It's roughly 400 acres. We have several hundred homes underway. We've got in the design stage. We also are starting construction on a few this fall. We've been restoring historic buildings on the property. We have a marina village designed with a marina of 120 slips, a hotel conference center, apartments, office, and retail. We have an agri complex underway with an aquaponic greenhouse, and we have a tech center looking to come into the site, which is really a big deal for us because it will give us the ability to bring in more businesses to the site, create higher paying jobs through the technology companies looking to locate, and really kind of kickstart the site. So that in a nutshell is Fort DuPont. And in our marketing efforts, we came up with the idea of a festival, something to kind of celebrate the site, give people the exposure. They can come out and share in the music. They can hike. They can look at the historic buildings, make a day of it at the site. So that's where the concept of the Fortify Music Fest came together.
Mm-hmm. So Fort DuPont is really part of if my history is being recalled correctly, part of a three-fort defense of Delaware and the Delaware River, right? It was Fort DuPont, Fort Delaware, and then Fort Mott over on the Jersey side of the river, correct?
That's correct.
And so you've mentioned this development now is kind of a mixed-use property of what has been for a number of years an underutilized property. Now, what sort of historic sensitivities have you had to maintain, comply with? Are there any restrictions on what you can do?
Sure, and it's kind of stated in the name of our corporation, the Redevelopment and Preservation Corporation. That's our charge, is to redevelop the property, but also to keep in context the historic elements of the site, the historic character, what has significance from the landscape to the road infrastructure to the buildings that remain, and our job is to preserve those and repurpose the buildings through the preservation. But we have already restored several residential buildings and remediating commercial buildings to make way for new uses.
And I know there's, because I've been out there on the site visiting with you, the old theater that was, I believe, originally a movie theater. Is that correct?
It was. It was built in 1933. It was, at the time, the only air-conditioned building on the site. And so those of us that live in Delaware can appreciate how, during the summertime, having an air-conditioned building is great. But that was the war theater. And it's where people would come, for entertainment as well as to, see what's going on in the war theater at the time. That building is intended to be part of a larger theater complex on the site. that would include an outdoor performance venue.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that leads us into a segue to the upcoming Fortify Music Fest, which sounds like a really exciting event coming up later in September. Mark, let's turn to you and tell us a little bit about how this came about in concept, and then how did it all get pulled together logistically?
Oh, sure thing, Paul. It is an exciting opportunity to utilize this great site. The former Army base lays out really well to accommodate outdoor activities. The large parade ground in the middle, which is about 17 acres, will always be kept open and gives the space such a great sense of openness and nature. And so we were talking about, Jeff has done and the group has done such great work in getting the project ready to move forward. It's time to kind of go with the public part, outward-facing activities of the development. And we got talking about what's the best way to do it. And with the popularity of music, with everybody in Music Fest have grown so much, we came up with the concept of something called the Fortify Music Fest. And what we tried to do was find a right combination of music that would apply to a wide, you know, demographic. And what we came up with was what we think is a pretty cool concept, working with Gable Music Ventures. We developed the idea of having a national tribute band that plays the music of a rock and roll great or a band that we all know and love, and then pairing them up with a local band that plays similar music. So on Saturday, September 29th, starting at 1 o'clock, the music will start to roll, and we're going to be featuring the music of Joan Jett, David Bowie, the Allman Brothers, the Grateful Dead, and Bob Marley, and we're going to be culminating with a Led Zeppelin band, group called Kashmir, which is probably one of the most recognized Led Zeppelin tribute bands. And what's really cool is every tribute band is paired with a local artist from the Delaware area. We're also going to be having with the Grateful Dead, who's going to be playing Steal Your Peach, to be matched with Montana Wild Axe, which is a very popular band here in Delaware. They've been around for 30 years, and they have a great following in and of themselves. But the whole idea with the fest was to get people to think differently about Delaware City and also understand that Fort DuPont is a place for great community events. And the facility lends itself so well. It is future development. The entertainment district gets built out. We hope to have future outdoor events like this. And one of the other things that we're looking at to develop on the site is a craft brewery. So to help promote the Fortify Fest, we'll be rolling out our own beer, Fortify IPA, which is being specially brewed for us by one of the older, longest-standing craft brewers in Delaware, Twin Lakes Brewery. And we're real happy to kind of roll that out. And it'll be available at the Music Fest and in a local establishments, hopefully near you. So this should be the first of hopefully many outdoor events at Fort DuPont, and it'll be a place where community groups can also come and have special events there. So we're trying to keep them involved, and we're looking for a great day when we have this on September 29th.
So the Fortify Fest Music Festival, Fortify Music Fest. Am I getting the name right?
That's correct.
Fortify Music Fest. This really is designed to sort of showcase the property, the grounds, and sort of the vision of this mixed-use area. I hesitate to say in Delaware City because it's really across the small canal? Jeff, could you speak to that?
Sure. Well, we are part of Delaware City. Back in 2016, the site was annexed into Delaware City.
Okay.
So we have, that's part of our charge, is not just to expose the Fort DuPont, but also to promote Delaware City.
Now, I know Delaware City has always had an interest in maintaining that small town feel. How do you balance that with what you're envisioning with a marina and additional housing?
No, it's a good question. So, you know, we certainly want to maintain the quaintness of Delaware City, which dates back to 1820. You can go into the city and see, you know, buildings, storefronts, and all that haven't changed dramatically over that period of time. And that's part of the uniqueness of the city. It's a quaint community and a great place to live. So we certainly don't want to have a negative impact on that. On the Fort DuPont site, we've got 400 acres. Mm-hmm. It is the future growth of Delaware City. Mm-hmm. It's important to the economic base of the city. And, you know, we are working as we design the master plan and go through subdivisions. We're doing that through Delaware City. So I think, again, the annexation into Delaware City was important for the city so that they could, in answering your question, you know, be proactive, be a part of the growth and the design and make sure that it does not have a negative impact on the quaintness of Delaware City.
Mm-hmm. Well, I want to come back to the festival, but first let me remind our listeners that you're tuned into Delaware State of the Arts here on News Radio 1450 WILM and 1410 WDOV. Our guests in the studio today are Jeff Randall, the Executive Director of Fort DuPont Redevelopment and Preservation Corporation, and the festival coordinator for Fortify Music Fest, Mark Kleinschmidt. Mark, back to the festival a little bit. How long have you been working on the plans for this? It's quite a lineup you have.
We've probably been at it for 3 months, I guess, and putting it together. And we searched again for a unique idea to try and highlight the site. And with the layout of the former, you know, fort or the army base, it just lends itself so well. What's so cool about having it at this particular site, when you go to a concert or an activity in Philadelphia or somewhere else, parking is always a problem and you got to schlep kind of far to get to it. Right here, you'll be able to park and walk very closely to the outdoor concert. And it's going to be held in a what I call a pastoral type of area that has a view of Fort Delaware in the river, and it'll just lend itself for a very great afternoon of music, and people can come and enjoy either the whole show or just come for a particular band that they like. But we worked hard to find bands that we thought would apply. That everyone has a favorite song, either by, you know, Led Zeppelin, the Allman Brothers, or David Bowie, and they're going to hear music that they all can relate to. And what's really cool is that they're going to have we're going to then have local artists also playing that music. So it'll be a great day of not just rock and roll. We're going to have, you know, reggae, and there'll be some original music played by some of the new local bands. So it's a great way to showcase our local talent while everybody coming out to have it. And we're pretty excited about it. We're also going to be working to help give back to the community. We're going to be working with to help raise some money for Preston's Playground, which is a nonprofit group here in Delaware that's currently building a really neat playground area in Newark for disabled children. So we're real happy to help them along.
That's great. Now, when I think festival, I not only think entertainment, but I also think food. What are you doing to provide for
gotta feed
the appetites?
Festival goers, absolutely. We're going to have a series of local food trucks that are very popular that will be there. So folks will be able to come to the festival and purchase food. You can't bring food in or beverages, so they'll be able to get that, and there'll be seating areas and under trees and really nice areas for them to eat. And in regards to the beverages, obviously, we'll have fortified IPA and other products from the Twin Lakes Company, but we'll also have some other Delaware craft breweries, and we're also working with Painted Stave, which is a local craft distiller, and they're going to be help us make a couple custom beverages or drinks for the festival. So we're also trying to highlight our local businesses, and as you know, the craft beer industry has really grown, and the distillery groups are starting to get really popular too, so we're going to give them an opportunity to kind of strut their stuff. So I think invite everybody to come on out. Tickets are available online. They're $35 up until September 1st, and you can purchase them at www.fortify.com.
Okay. And for general information on the fort, what is the website for, I believe, is it fortdupont.org? Is that right, Jeff?
That's correct.
So information on Fort DuPont and the redevelopment project, it's fortdupont.org. And for the festival again, Mark, it's
fortify.org. fort5fest.com, and you can also get there through the Fort DuPont website.
Right. Now, Mark, you referenced something earlier that I want to come back to it because I'm intrigued by that, and I think I recall that this may sort of be a great illustration of repurposing a historic structure. You mentioned the brewery that's going to come to the property. Am I right that an old structure is potentially going to be repurposed for that?
That is one of the things we're looking into. And what's so exciting about the site is the adaptive reuse of an older facility there. And there's a couple of buildings that could fall into that use. One of the things that's also part of the defense system at Fort DuPont was the gun batteries. And there's several large bunkers that may be repurposed into a brewery restaurant type complex. There's also a few other buildings that could be integrated into the entertainment district. But the idea would be to create a destination type restaurant within one of the historic buildings preserved to keep its integrity and flavor, and then integrating some good food, some craft beer, and maybe some local Delaware distilled beverages. So it's definitely on the drawing board, and hopefully will come to reality soon.
And for people who are unfamiliar with Fort DuPont's location, could you sort of give an overview of where it is, how to get there?
It's unbelievably easy to get to. You can come down Route 9. Or Route 1, the major thoroughfare south these days, get off at the Route 72 exit and follow Route 72 right into Delaware City, and that'll take you right into Fort DuPont. It's literally only about 15 minutes south of Wilmington, and I think once people step foot on the property, they're amazed by how many trees are there, the feeling of the open space and the look of the buildings that are being preserved and still and putting back into use on the site. So we invite everybody to come on down and check it out.
Jeff, back to you. I'm curious because I know we've had these conversations off air in my visits down to Fort DuPont. Could you speak to how the Fortify Music Fest sort of fits into the bigger picture of the vision for this property?
It's twofold. One is we've mentioned, it's a marketing event, right? Mm-hmm. Promotion. It generates awareness because a lot of people just are not familiar with Fort DuPont. So it's a way to promote, our site and Delaware City. Also, we're looking at the theater district, and our goal is, so we have this 1933 theater, which is a cool building, but it's outdated. It doesn't have, the bathrooms and the concession area and the handicap requirements being met and so forth to make it a building that could be retrofit into today's market. So, we've been struggling with, how do we bring this building back to life for theater, live theater, for music events, for conferences and speaking engagements and so forth. So out of that discussion came the idea of an outdoor venue. So we could then, with that new complex, take care of the dressing rooms and the restrooms and, the concession area and so forth that would support the smaller theater. And we have next to it the Post Exchange, which is where we would be locating a distillery, brewery, restaurant. And that's now been committed to. So, part of the leg is there. And if to the theater district, and then organically growing the venue. So having a Fortify Festival, we just recently had the Blues Festival on site that's relocated from St. George's. And these kinds of, experiences will hopefully, again, organically grow the need, the demand for a larger venue.
Hmm. Mark, with the festival, what have been your biggest challenges in pulling this together?
Well, I think initially it was coming to terms with what would be the best mix of music and what would be something that would be interesting and appeal to a wide audience. So we think we've kind of pulled together a lineup that's going to appeal to millennials, baby boomers, and everybody in the middle. So I think that was the biggest challenge at the outset. And now it's just a matter of managing 100 logistical questions. We're anticipating a crowd of anywhere from 2,000 to 3,000 folks. Ample parking, which mm-hmm. is great. But then, you know, making sure that the guest experience for the festival attendees are great and they leave with a good impression of and knowledge of Fort DuPont, because we'll also have an opportunity that day to the home builder will be able to kind of do some marketing there. People learn a little bit more about Preston's Playground and that activity. And hopefully they'll say, this was a good time and I want to come back to the festival next year or whatever next event may be at Fort DuPont in the future.
Mm-hmm. Now, you mentioned a number of brewers that are participating in this, the craft breweries. Do you have any other corporate sponsors or what kind of support are you getting for this?
We're in the process of pulling that together. We've got a number of folks who have already, you know, committed to this. Architectural Alliance is one of the groups. Conley
Gallagher
mm-hmm. And have already committed, and some other firms have also are in the process of tying that up. We hope to make an announcement in the next week or so of everybody that's on board and a couple of special promotions that we're going to be doing to highlight the site. The other thing we didn't mention is the site is also at the beginning of the Mike Castle Trail, which goes from Delaware City to Chesapeake City. So into the future, or even right now, people can come and ride their bike in and around Fort DuPont, get on the Mike Castle Trail, and experience the beauty of the C&D Canal and work their way all the way down to Chesapeake City and come on
mm-hmm,
back.
Mm-hmm.
So lots of great outdoor activities can happen at the site. And hopefully the Fortify Music Fest will start a new line of activities in the music genre area.
Mm-hmm. Well, we've got about 30 seconds left, so why don't we use that to again plug the websites where people can get more information both about Fort DuPont and about the Fortify Music Fest.
Well, you can go to fortdupont.org to find out all about the project there, and from there it links you to the festival, and that's fortify.com. Also, you can go to our Facebook page, Fortify Fest, and we've got about 1,200 followers on Facebook, and there's a lot of information that's coming out on a daily basis. So if you want to keep up with what's going on with the Fortify Fest, check us out on Facebook.
Well, Jeff and Mark, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.